Siddur Slim is a series of generally sponsored by the Mueller family in honor and memory of Henry Mueller, Lila Nishma Shimon Ben Pinchas. Thank you so much. And by Elad Avram Forman for a Fush Lim Adas Aracha Baschana Golda. Begun to learn about Chazaras HaShatz. We saw the Arizal held Chazaras HaShatz was not only instituted for those who don't know how to daven on their own in order to be motzi them, of which we still have today. The Torah said also, so we can say Kedusha. Without Chazaras HaShatz, we wouldn't have Kedusha. Aruch HaShulchan says, so we can have Birchas Kohanim. Without Chazaras HaShatz, you wouldn't have Birchas Kohanim. But the Arizal, it's quoted by the Ben Ish Chai, the Chassam Sofer, and others said, which is the key essential Amida, not the one we say privately on our own. That is only as good as each of us are on our own. And that's highly imperfect, at least some of us. But the Chazaras HaShatz, which represents all of us, the Arizal says, that's the higher, that's the holier tefillah. That's the tefillah that compensates whatever we are distracted by, whatever we were missing, whatever we weren't focused on. By listening, paying careful attention, Chazaras HaShatz, we can be yotzi. We last left over the question. There's a stir in the Rambam, a little chabura during Siddur snippets. Listen carefully. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, the first parak, tells us we have a principle of Shomea Kaune. Shomea Bracha min HaBrachos mitchlas v'ad zofa, v'nischavein lotzis b'yidei chavasa yotzi v'af ha'pisha lo ana amen. If you hear someone else make a bracha, and you have in mind to be yotzi with them, even if you don't answer amen to the bracha, you could be included. Shomea Kaune. Shomea Kona does not require answering Amen. As I paskins the Rambam. However, Hilchos Tefillah Perches, the Rambam, same Rambam writes, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Asarami Dechavasan. Shliach Tzibur is Motzi those who don't know how to daven. Ketzad, B'shoshim Espalav Ahim Shomen V'onin Amen, Achako Bracha U'Bracha, Harahin Kim Espalim. When are you Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? When you not only hear him, but answer Amen to every Bracha. So which is it? In order to fulfill Shomea Kaona, do you have to answer Amen? Or is it not necessary to answer Amen? And to throw another monkey wrench in the question, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perakei, talking about Birchas HaMazon, says, V'hein onim Amen achar ko bracha u'bracha. That Zimun, benching also, you have to answer Amen. So why is it in Hilchos Brachos, he says, you don't have to answer Amen. You could fulfill the bracha by hearing someone else. And yet when it comes to Shliach Tzibur, when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, you have to answer Amen. Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav Rabbi Soloveitchik resolved this stira in the Rambam. This is brought down in Mesorah, the fifth volume. Rav Shechter brings it down in Nefesh HaRav. Rabbi Soloveitchik coined a new expression. He said, we have a concept of tefillah bitzibur, but there's also another concept called tefillas hatzibur. Tefillah bitzibur is to daven together with the community. How are you yotzei tefillah bitzibur? You daven together. When do you fulfill that? Do you have to begin the Amida with everyone else? Do you have to begin before the last person ended? How do you fulfill Tefillah B'Tzibur is a question. Do you fulfill Tefillah B'Tzibur, by the way, if you're in the women's section and there's not nine other people with you in there? It's a mechitza, it's a separate reshus. If you're in the women's section, not with nine other men, it's possible you're in shul, you can answer Amen, answer Kedusha, but you're not Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur because you're not in the same area. Which is important to be careful that you're in the same reshus, you're in the same area as a minyan to qualify as tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is what we strive for. We don't daven at home, we don't daven b'yechidus. If we can, if we're able, we daven b'tzibur. Is that a minag? Is it a halacha? Deraisa, derabanan? It's a separate topic, tefillah b'tzibur. That's the formulation we're most familiar with. That's what we think of as tefillah b'tzibur. Said Rabbi Soloveitchik, in addition to tefillah b'tzibur, there's tefillah hatzibur. Tefillah hatzibur means that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't only want us each individually to communicate with him through the Amida, but we collectively, communally present our tefillah as well, and that's called Chazaras HaShatz. It's not only because there are people who may not know how to daven and we have to be motzi them, even if everyone in that room, I venture to say right now, everyone in this room is saying their own Amida, holding their own Siddur, Hebrew, English, transliteration, the Siddur you like, the Siddur you love, the Siddur you never use, but there's no other. Whatever Siddur you're davening from, everyone in this room has a Siddur. Why do we still Chazaras HaShatz at Mincha, at Shacharis? Not only as a throwback to when people didn't, but said Rabbi Soloveitchik because of a concept called Tfilas Hatzibur. Now for Rav Soloveitchik, this had halachic consequences. His minhag and those of his Talmidim, just a few weeks ago when Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shechter Shlita was here for Shabbos, you may have noticed, Rav Shechter still continues, Baruch Hashem, Kanai Nahara, into his 80s to follow this. that Rav Soloveitchik would take three steps forward for Kedusha and stand with his feet together and follow every word of Chazaras HaShatz like the Shliach Tzibur. He held that Tfilas HaTzibur requires the whole Tzibur to take the same posture as the Chazan. He didn't only do this on an average day. He didn't only do it on a weekday and a Shabbos. Take three steps forward and stand with his feet together following every word. No Sefer, no Parsha sheet, certainly not looking at texting or scrolling or answering his phone. He stood there following Chazaras HaShatz together, part of the Tfilas HaTzibur. He did it also on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, hours on end. In fact, the Nefesh HaRavi brings down the Rav on Erev Rosh Hashanah during Hataras Nedarim. We'll talk about, he regrets he didn't say Bli Neder when he began this minhag to stand with his feet together for the entire Amidah. For the entire Amidah. This is the fulfillment of not only Tfilah Bitzibur, but Tfilas HaTzibur. We're out of time. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter elaborates, also felt this was not only true about Shmona Esrei, but it's the difference between a person who benches alone and who benches Zimun. That's why the Rambam has a difference. The Rambam's difference is, in order to be part of Tfilas HaTzibur, you have to answer Amen. Shomea Kona of Brachos, you don't have to answer Amen. But Tfilas HaTzibur, you have to answer Amen. That's why benching also, to bench on your own, no problem. But if you want a Zimun, you have to answer Amen. Why did Rambam liken it to Chazaras HaShatz? Because just like you have Tfilas HaTzibur for Shmona Esrei, you also have benching HaTzibur, here a Tzibur of three, to be a Zimun that also represents an altogether different type of benching than if we were benching all alone. So Chazaras HaShatz is very significant. Chazaras HaShatz enables us to not just have fulfilled Tfilah Bitzibur, but it's Chazaras HaShatz that allows us to also fulfill Tfilas HaTzibur.